Both canoes left Juneau on April 24th. They were each accompanied by a support boat. The Raven Canoe belongs to the One People Canoe Society and has paddlers from several Southeast communities and Washington State. The second canoe is from the Sealaska Native Corporation and has a Yakutat-based crew. Alicia Chilton is on the board of the One People Canoe Society. She's also a member of the Raven Canoe crew.
On the third day of our journey out of Juneau, we headed out and we knew that the weather was bad, so we decided not to paddle that day, and we towed the canoes out. And it was a little rough at the beginning, and then it really just kind of picked up.
She says the weather report showed some rough water in Seymour Canal and Stevens Passage, but the crew was not prepared for how bad it would get.
We watched the bathing canoe start to fill up with some water, and we ended up hitting some waves that were 10 to 12 feet, and there was no way we could stop to bail out the canoe in that rough of sea.
She says the crew keeps their paddles under the seats when the canoe is being towed. About 15 paddles were swept overboard. Chilton says all the paddlers could do was stand on the deck of the support boat and hope for the best.
When we went to turn, there was a little bit, the line slacked in, and all the water from the back of the canoe rolled forward, and that's when she just went down and the line broke, and we watched her drift away from us.
She says it would have been too dangerous for the support boat to stop and go after the canoe. So, several other boats in the area, including at least one fishing tender, raced to help the crew. Meanwhile, a short distance away, the same thing was happening to the Sealaska canoe. It too broke its tow line and was washed away. The Lost Raven canoe was spotted on a rocky shore where it had beached itself. It was retrieved safely at about 2 p.m. on Saturday. The Sealaska canoe was found about 2 hours later. The plan was to tow both canoes to Cake, where they could be inspected for damage, repaired if necessary, and sent back on their journey. The Raven canoe made it. The Sealaska canoe did not. During the recovery, it broke its tow line for a second time, and it's still missing. The Raven canoe and its crew arrived in Cake late Sunday afternoon. Gianna Willard is one of the paddlers.
The boat ride was really rough, and so by the time we finally got to dry land, we were all really exhausted and really hungry. And Cake welcomed us with open arms. They had this huge potluck spread for us, and so there were people greeting us with coffee in the door to warm us up, and it was just a really warm welcoming. We were really glad to see it.
The Sealaska crew made it to Cake as well. Ann Chilton says everyone is coming together to make the best of a harrowing experience. Cake resident Mike Jackson and the crew of the Sitka Suicide Prevention Canoe, among others, are loaning paddles to the Raven crew to make up for those lost overboard. And the Sealaska crew has found a new home.
What's happening now is that the Juneau and Yakutat crew members, we've got a total of 18, will be rotating through the Raven canoe. So Juneau and Yakutat are combining into one now.
The Raven canoe is expected to arrive in Wrangell waters on Wednesday. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.